is, the last piece of business that we dealt with during regular Board of Equalization that we had not concluded. And now, Chuck, to you.
All right, thanks. First, I've got two that are new construction, one at Emery Creek and one at Whitetail Crossing. They were land only, and they're put on for partial value because it's just part of the year. We've got the cards. I can give you numbers. If you got questions, it's just common old occupancy thing where we're adding these on for the 2014 book.
Since you brought up occupancy, are we going to continue to handle occupancy the same way in the past, where if the assessor gives us something, we just automatically adjust the tax book for occupancy? Are you going to be fine with that, or do you want that changed?
You mean as a BOE?
Well, BOE ends, so if anybody was going to make a decision on anything, it would be the commission. But I know in the past, we just did parcel occupancy all the way through the end of the year. We didn't bring anything back to the BOE or to the commission.
Until the tax bills were sent out. After the tax bills, then we don't add anything on.
We set a time certain. It was like we did that last year or year before. October or September.
We did it until the tax bills went out.
I'm a little bit confused about this because I thought that we let you, just like on, say we end BOE, and then August and September and October, this is to your authority to increase occupancy, new construction.
You're right.
We have no authority whatsoever at that point, as soon as we end BOE, other than giving you the ability to add it to it, and if they don't like it, they can appeal it next year. That's the way that I look at it. I don't even know why we're hearing these.
What? I'm just making sure that's okay. But we continue to do the same process.
Here's my question. I don't even know why we're hearing these, because after it's the authority of the assessor to add new construction.
But this does affect the levies. We want to get the correct values.
Here's what I think. I think if we,
subdivision.
And you correct me, help me out if I'm wrong. If we put something on and we increase, by law, we got 5 days to give a property owner notice and we have to meet again. That's what the law says.
Okay.
So if we increase a parcel number today, we have to give notice through the county clerk of that increase, and then we have to set up within 5 days another hearing of this board. So if we want to do that, I'm game. If there's an easier way to do it where Chuck can just do it through occupancy, I don't have a problem there either. We're obviously not talking about something that's going to have a huge impact if it's a couple of residences, I wouldn't think.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. I'm just.
And I'm thinking that the authority of the
occupancy.
Yeah, I'm done with that this morning. But the law that was set forth, or the that this board set up, this is not the first year that we've done this like this, but I think it gives you the authority to set those, Chuck. I can't see how we could do it any other way, because you're going to set them after the 1st of August anyway and put them on the tax roll, right?
Well, he's trying to get them in the tax book now, right, Chad?
Right.
At Board of Equalization. I understand that.
Yeah, but
if you want to wait, and we can do it after Board of Equalization too, right, Christy?
We can do it through the commission. It'll go through the regular court order system.
We've got to either do it here or we've got to do it. I can't just do occupancy. I have to bring it to the county commission.
I understand that, but
so
it's not.
We can either do these two now and get it going, or we can wait and bring it to you as the county commission. Doesn't matter.
Let's go ahead.
Well, it's just that in 138070, that same bill that we've been discussing, 711, which became law on August 28th of 2013, because in the past each year, we have taken a stack of things from the assessor when the assessor would come in. I mean, we did that. This became law since our last BOE, and unless I'm looking at this wrong, and if we sit here and increase somebody's value, we've got to give them notice and establish a hearing if they want it within 5 days. Now, they may not, none of them may want it, but...
Wait a second. You're confusing me a little bit. If we do it during the BOE session,
yes,
we have to give them 5 days.
Yes.
If we do it as a commission...
We do it immediately.
We do it immediately.
Yes, I'm with you.
So why would we hear them here to where we are on the date, getting so close to the date of adjournment?
I'm just solidifying your point. I agree with you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just...
I probably didn't say it very well.
Me too, Danny.
So we can do these too if you want to, but you'll, then you'll have to give them 5 days notice if they...
We, anytime there's an increase, we send a notice.
Right.
As soon as this happens today.
But we're tied as a BOE by this 7-Eleven. Right?
So you want us to set those parcel occupancy aside and just deal with the other issues he has?
Yes. That's
how
what.
How about we do those on Monday? Would that be okay, Chuck? That'd be,
yeah,
the commission could handle them on Monday.
Do them anytime.
And we'll run forward.
She'll bring them through his court orders and we'll handle them, and there's...
We won't even have the book until after September.
And if so, that's all right with you, Chuck. I know you got a lot of those.
We can't do anything.
That could be stacked up, but...
Will court orders that we make during county commission be added to the book, too, before it's... No, it'll be after. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. I mean, we can go ahead and vote on them, but... And we can pull the tax bill out of the collector's office so we don't confuse the voter and send out, you know, two tax bills, but... Yeah.
My only deal is we're tied down by this.
Huh. Yeah.
Chuck, let's move on to something else.
Okay, I've got two more run-ons where we've got parcels that the house had been left off since like 2007. They had land value only. Same thing, I can do that to the commission with a court order. Got another one, another run on.
Is that going to be parcel occupancy though, since it's not new?
No.
So that one needs to be dealt with now, doesn't it?
It can happen now. It can happen with the county commission. It's either way you want to go.
What did you say?
I just said an increase is an increase, isn't it?
I know it's an increase, but it's not an increase due to partial occupancy.
This one's different. I think
we
could hear this one. I really do, because if the parcel's been occupied,
it's an erroneous error.
Residence.
I agree with you, too. He's going to send out a legal notice, and if the taxpayers want to meet with BOE, we'll meet in 5 days.
I see, Ron.
That's what
I'm
telling you.
Keep reminding me, and I'm the one that made the point.
And it's okay with me. I've already indicated. I'm all right with that.
I know. I understand.
Let's go through.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I got a parcel number 06-70-0-0-8.001.
What's the name?
Name is Dennis Holt, H-O-L-T. We're going to be raising the value, the appraised value, to $52,547.
That's what you're requesting?
That's what I'm requesting, correct.
But that's what it'll go to?
That'll be the new value, if you approve it. It's assessed value of $9,980.
What was the original appraised value that we're raising it from?
Land should have been land only, which was 53,330. Well, no. I don't have the assessed.
5,330.
Thanks.
On Beacon, it's already showing 52,547.
The staff and they just went ahead and did it. I can undo it. It's in the program already changed. Yes, sir.
For 2015, right?
No, it's probably 14. No, yeah.
It doesn't affect my book.
No, you're right. It's 15.
Yeah, it doesn't
That's
affect my book.
That's probably what you're saying, but Is it on Beacon there, Brandon? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yours is 2015 data. You're working on that.
Now, hold it. I want to ask a question.
Okay.
When you've got these land values and you're setting it a certain thing, and I understand why you're doing it and why it's in the book, does this relate to the program change that you have referred to so many times?
Yep.
But then why is it on Beacon at one value and you've got it on the other? That causes confusion with the public.
He's pulling from 2015 tax book on one Beacon. We're dealing in... He's already working on 2015 assessment, Danny.
I know that.
So that's where
my question is the confusion to the taxpayer. If the taxpayer can pull it up on there and they see that value and we've got to set it at a different value, they're automatically going to question it, right?
What happened was Sheila Burkhart has done this in the past, and when these came up, when the other appraisers have found them, she just did it the way she'd done it in the past, and she just put it in the program. And it's in the program, but it's not an issue. I mean, it's not a deal until you all make it a deal. So the numbers are in there. But nothing changes until you all vote to change it. And she just got into the program and put it in there. And so you can't have two figures, of course, so it's there. The old is gone. But if you all don't approve it, I will go back and say, yeah, put that back like it was.
Gentlemen, this is BOE number 2014-153. Original appraisals going from 5330 to 52547 at the recommendation of the assessor. What this is the addition of a structure that found that wasn't taxed. Is there a motion to accept the assessor's recommendation and placed on the rolls?
So moved.
Second.
Is there a second? Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
The next one is...
Do I jump to 154 next? Okay, thank you.
Next one, same situation. It's a mobile home that is on a lot. I've been there for a while. We don't know how long. But anyhow, parcel number 06-7.0-26-0-008.005. Again, Sheila had already put this in, so it's on Beacon. The new assessed value would be $3,510. Appraised value $18,455.
And what was the original appraised value?
It would have been the land, which was $4,883.
Thank you.
That's appraised.
And
the last name is Flores.
So this would be BOE number 2014-154. It would be taking the appraised value from $4,883 to $18,455. As recommended by the assessor, is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
The next one is a property that had a mobile home on it. And still has a mobile home on it. But the property owner wanted to have it taxed as personal property instead of real estate. And I've got a copy of the 2014 assessment where it is already on personal property. It's a 1990-16x76. So I'm asking you to lower the assessment. To $4,230, which is the land value.
154.
155. You're asking that it be lowered to land value, and then I take it there's going to be a run-on for the personal property?
Well, we are on personal property, yes.
Right.
It's already been put into personal property. They wanted to, don't know why, but they wanted to.
And what did it go from?
The building was 12,000. Well, the total was 16,897.
I'm curious because we know that residential assessment is at 19%. Personal's at
mobile homes are at 19 as well. On
personal. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's I gotcha.
Yeah.
The assessor's recommendation on BOE number 2014-155 is to take the original appraised value of 16,897 and lower it to 4,230, and he's already run the mobile onto personal property, so it would be land value only. I'm sorry?
The only question is the owner still on the mobile home? And if so, it becomes from a secured debt to an unsecured debt. That's the only comment that's left.
The owner of the property, of the real estate, is David Groves, and the owner of the mobile home is Haley Davis.
So.
And I may have spoke. I assume that it's still there. It may not even be on the property now. I'm not sure if which way that went.
I wasn't trying to hear that.
Yeah. Right.
I need a parcel number.
I'm sorry. 09-5.0-15-0-0-020.004.
So is this a case like you would have in many other parts of where people have mobile home parks even, and somebody else comes in and sets a trailer on it, and that this individual's actually asking that be separated so that he doesn't have to pay the taxes on it?
That's the case, or they've moved the mobile home off of it, one of the two. I assumed it was the first case, that the mobile home's still sitting there. He just wants her or him to pay the taxes instead of it being on his real estate bill.
Right.
Which, for Sheila issue, it's no way of securing it. We don't have real estate to. But, again, I'm not certain whether the mobile home's still there or they sold it and they moved it off.
So,
but the owner, David Groves, called.
Explain this to me. You can't have security on personal property. I don't understand that part of it. I'm asking you or anybody that can answer the question, because I don't understand if you have a camper, a mobile home, even a large truck, or anything that's sitting on a piece of property that's being used for, I don't understand that part of it. I just was wondering.
If it were the owner that had the mobile home, then you know, we would want it taxed with real estate, because the laws of the real estate, it goes to the tax sale and they're secured, because the bankruptcy is a secured debt, guaranteed payment, except for towers and so forth. But if it's on personal property,
but there is a way.
Attached with it, I've got more security. But it's a mobile home by itself. You know, other than taking that mobile home to court and selling it, which isn't financially a good way to do it, because it costs more than what you.
I understand why you would do this, and that's the reason I asked the question. But I didn't understand that you couldn't secure personal property.
Just different laws.
Different laws.
Property and personal property.
For collection. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
is that, you've already got the numbers and everything done, you need a motion on it?
It's 2014-155.
I'll make the motion, so moved upon the parcel number.
Lower down to the 4,230 land value. Second.
Motion's made and second to accept the assessor's recommendation regarding BOE number 2014-155, moving the value from 16,897 to 4,230 appraised value. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Okay, next parcel is 08-1.0-12-3-038-8.000. We had a residence, the structure burned on June of 2014, so this is a, kind of a reverse occupancy, you might say. So we're taking the structure off, complete loss. So the new value would be $3,500 appraised.
Would that be an occupancy court order?
If we didn't have occupancy in our books, so to speak, then it wouldn't happen until next year. But because we have occupancy, it's just, it's the same if something new is built, we add it on partway through the year. If something is lost, commercial, different thing, it doesn't happen.
Let me add to that. We used to set a date, and anything that burned after or before that date or after that date was handled in different matters. Then whenever we took on this law, and Chuck can remember that also, I think it used to be in May 15th or something like that date that we set, but this changed everything, so it actually goes right up to the date of the destruction.
So if something burns September or October, they don't pay taxes for any part of the year. Is that what?
That's the way it used to be.
But I think what Brandon's asking is, can't you handle a, like the other parcel occupancy and just send it through?
We could do this just like the other one. We could do it through the county commission.
Yeah.
In fact, I think all of these, to the last couple of three, are the same.
Is that your druthers?
I'd rather just do them through court orders like that. But she sends through.
And we're lowering it, though.
Huh?
It says the residence was built in 1650. That's impressive.
<It's> short.
Yeah.
So I think the value should be quite a bit more if it's been able to...
Made it that long?
Made it that long.
Well, Danny, you remember who built that?
I figured one of you two would. I don't know.
I was trying to pass that on.
I know,
Thank
I know.
Thank you very much.
So are we moving on?
Yes.
So we didn't do that one, correct?
Right. We're going to just handle that
one. How about we schedule those for... Monday, is that all right?
We're on our 11 o'clock hour, Mr. Chairman.
Are you all ready to call this attorney back, Mr. Seiler, and see what his...
Well, Chuck, did you have a couple more you said, or no?
I've got a couple more, and then I got some others that the BOE, I believe, needs to hear, but I've got a couple more that I can put on, just like this one, for court orders, if that's what you'd like.
Yeah.
Good.
Lost his number.
And if I remember right, Chuck, that's the way James used to submit them all in a stack. And
good morning, Bob.
Yes, this is Ron Hasma with Taney County Board of Equalization calling for Mr. Seiler again. Ron Hausman.
Hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
This is Dan.
Mr. Seiler, this is Ron Hausman again.
Yes.
Have you reached your client?
No, I'm not able to get the okay.
Was that amount, Chuck, I'm asking, 1.8 even?
Yes, it is. I'm going to make a motion that we set it at 1.8 as negotiated by the assessor.
For 2014?
For 2014.
Is there a second?
I second.
Motion's made and seconded to establish BOE number 2014-127 at 1.8 million, 8 million, as recommended by the county assessor for the year 2014. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Mr. Seiler, we're going to send you written information and confirmation of that in just the next couple of days.
Very good. Is that, do you mail that out, or is that sent by email, or how's that?
It will be sent by regular mail. I'm looking over at the clerk's office representative, and that will occur ASAP, am I right? Are you sending anything email if requested? Let me ask that. Are you interested in also having some type of email notice, sir?
No, I just wanted to know how to look for it.
It'll come for through the regular mail.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Goodbye.
If I might, since we were talking minutes earlier, again, I didn't negotiate this. I mean, it's happy to... I think you used the word recommend, and I'm fine if you want to put me down as recommending it. I'm fine with that. But
that's
Danny mentioned negotiating. I didn't. They just offered the figure, and I brought it to you guys.
I misunderstood you. I thought that's what you said.
I think he used the terminology. The attorney used the terminology.
Negotiation. But I think our motion would be more aptly or more correctly stated if we put in it as recommended by...
It was offered
the property owner.
It was what they offered.
Okay.
Yeah. Would that be all right, Christy? Everybody agrees. Yes.
I misunderstood.
Thank you for pointing that out. Well, I misunderstood that too. What's the date? 23rd? 4th?
24th.
All right, those are done. Mr. Peddle? We're ready when you are.
I've got five more, I believe, to do. And I noticed, again, look, when we were going over the minutes, y'all have already reclassified. I brought up the issue to you. I had a parcel or two brought to my attention, one of them a motel that had changed its operation, so it's going to be a residential property. It is residential property. Brought that issue to y'all, I think, day one or two. The next five I've got have to do with classification changes. Some from res to ag and others from commercial to residential. And I hope that you can do that. You have done it. I didn't notice it as it's happened over the last weeks. But anyway, you have done classification changes, but I just want to be upfront and straight. That's what I'm going to be asking you for. And again, three of them are small dollars. The other two are the motel, and the other one is that's going from commercial to res. It's big dollars. Don't quote me the dollars, but I think the small one's probably a $1,000 tax situation, and the big one maybe $10,000 if I remember my numbers right.
Are the motels that went into residence 30 days occupancy?
That's what they're doing, yes, sir.
Yeah.
One of them's a motel, and the other one is a commercial building that has not been commercial now for some time, and it's just being used res. Storing residential stuff in it, so.
But it's.
But it's being taxed commercial.
But it's still a commercial structure. No.
Well, it's a pole barn type of building. I mean, it's one of those deals you can use it either way you go. However you want to go.
And they've been doing this since for a while.
The motel is a new thing for 2014. 2013, it was a commercial operation. The pole barn property was a commercial for a number of years, but it's been vacant and just had a box or two stored in it next to a resident. So it's been a few years that way. I'd guess 5 years or something that's been...
I don't have any problem with it.
I think it's the right thing to do.
Well, I like to treat people like I want to be treated, and that's the way I look at it.
You know, it's...
We'll start giving you numbers if you'll start chatting with us.
Do the first one here, or first two.
2014-156, Christy. Thank you.
03-5.0-22-0-0-6.0. And this needs to be changed to ag. Assessed 527. I'm sorry, that was appraised. Assessed 60. 527 appraised, $60 assessed.
527 total appraised value?
Yes.
What was the minimum amount that we put? Was it 530 earlier with BOE? Am I wrong?
Yeah, it was. And this came about by the appraiser, and this was a situation that we had four lots that were individual lots on residential, and they combined them. And I'm sure they'd be satisfied with 530, but it's not 100% consistent. I mean, that's a target that James kind of used, but there's other things out there. So,
so your recommendation is 527?
Correct.
Okay. This is moving from commercial to ag or residential to ag?
Residential to ag.
BOE number 2014-156 is classification change from residential to ag, with the appraised value being 527.
Correct.
Discussion? Well, there should be a motion before I have discussion, I suppose. Quit snorting.
Sorry.
Did you say that they did combine those parcels?
Actually, Brandon, the next parcel is the one that was combined. This is a single lot that's next to the other three parcels. Are you looking at Beacon? Or
mm-hmm.
The one I just said is actually a single lot, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but sorry, but I guess it's already been changed in Beacon?
That's what it says, yes.
Are you wanting to change the value and the classification, or just...
Correct. Changing it was res. We're going to ag and changing the value as well.
What was the valuation of the appraised value that we had of this parcel of property?
$4,045.
Correct.
$4,045.
For 7 acres.
So we're... With the appraised value, it was $4,045. Which means the assessed value would have been, at res, 19% of that?
$770.
And if we go to ag, it would be 11%? Or are you? Did I understand you're changing the appraised value?
Yes, we're changing the appraised value. What it was, these four lots.
One lot, you said.
Correct. There's two numbers here, but there's four lots that join each other.
Okay.
The one lot that's to the east, these four lots were appraised as a as residential lots. That's why they're on residential. But it's just out there in the field. And it's, they should have been agriculture. And actually our sheriff's office is who we're talking about, and has combined them because it's just agriculture. But initially they were residential lots. That's the way they were taxed, the way they were assessed. And they really shouldn't have been because it's just out there agriculture land. So that's why we changed it.
But they were plotted lots, right? I'm guessing.
They were at
7 acres.
What are they, 7 acres? So
7 acre lots? And what's the value on it?
All together? Here we go. Christy's got us fixed up. Thank you, Christy. It's on Brockman Road there.
Right.
In Nataniaville.
Right.
And the one to the right is the one we're speaking about. That's the number 6.
And how much ground is there?
In the blue, 7 acres. 7.03.
7 acres for $4,000? I'll buy it.
No, you moving got, it from 4,000 to 527.
You got to look at it that we have grades on agriculture land, and the low grade is a 7, and it's $75 an acre. And again, Kenny did this calculation for me, for the sheriff. And the next 3 to the left there is the next number I've got. We've combined them together with the total value of 1985 appraised, 240 assessed.
Okay, the recommendation of the assessor is to establish these at $527 appraised value. Correct?
Correct.
Is there a motion to do that?
I'd make a motion to change the classification.
Just looking at it, I would guess that somebody came along and divided up their parcels in this way, thinking about making them lots for sale as residents. Never happened. Now, they've been purchased by someone else. They're using them for agriculture. So we need to change, in my opinion, we need to change the classification to ag, and we also need to set the value at same as others.
The ones on the left of it are the same?
The next 3 coming is on another number.
Oh.
The map broke there, so they couldn't put them all 4 together.
Would you click on the big parcel that's to the right for me? Tell me what. Is there any residents on that? Must be 96,000.
See there, Ron, that's good to bring it up. There's 33 acres there. And the value of the land is $2,475.
It looks like the value is $5,975. Am I reading that wrong?
The agriculture. The portion? Agriculture part of it. The 3,500 James used a site value. If you got a big parcel like this, or even down to 8 or 10 acres or something, he put a site value on residential, and then he put the rest of the land on as agriculture.
When dealing with agriculture, is it supposed to be at an appraised value? Is it supposed to be at a discounted rate for the appraised value?
I think there's 9 grades. I don't think we use the 9, but we use 7 is the main one where you've got timber and whatnot. If you got good pasture land, you get up to like $150 an acre. It's mainly the 2 that we have in the county. But we grade them by a schedule of pasture.
It's not true appraised value. Then.
No way. No way. And so when we sell, when a property sells and it's bought for true value, of course, does foul up the ratio in the studies, because you get way more than But the state didn't look at that part, I don't think, anyway, so it's not a big deal.
I guess my motion for classification died without a second, right?
Drop down to that one below it there. That's a 180 assessed, right?
Yes. What you'll find, Ron, if I may, if you keep doing this, your head's going to be spinning because we've got values all over the place in areas that's not in a city limits or a subdivision. One of the many big tasks ahead of me the next year or two.
So what she has up there is what you found in your laptop there, isn't it, Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
And that, I'm right, the 770 is assessed value?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
If you did nothing, you can see there's quite an inequality of those right across the road from each other.
Why don't you hit the report for me again, if you will, Kristen? Thank you. Guys, is there any recommendations on this parcel?
What's the taxes on that whenever you change it to, if you just make a classification change? From the 19 to the...
No, it'd go from... Yeah, okay.
19 to 12, wouldn't it? I just wanted, I mean, I don't have anything over here to work with on this.
$485. The assessed value would be $485.
So about $17.
I'm going to make a motion for classification change.
Second.
For Mazda Ag.
Motion has been made to establish a classification change. BOE number 2014-156 from residential to ag. Discussion.
So are you maintaining the appraised value of $445,000?
Just strictly a classification change. Nothing else changes on the... If it's, what'd you say, $17 for a lot?
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, we've made a classification change. Now, would you go back to the map, Kristen? The lot that's straight across from it, click on that. I need to know if that's valued as residential or agricultural.
Should be ag.
It is ag.
Okay.
But here's my point I'm going to make to you. 10-acre parcel. The grade that Chuck is speaking to, that a lot of ground out in the county is valued at, is at $75, right, Chuck, at that particular grade?
Here's the deal on this one, though, Ron. Okay. Put it back on the map. It's all cleared ground. It costs you $500 an acre to clear that ground off.
So you see there, it's not all cleared.
Yeah, but...
I'm using what you got there to look at.
But that's not it.
Huh?
That's the more valuable one. It's the other one that we're looking at that's above it that's not cleared. I'm pretty sure.
I know, but this one's higher.
No, this one is lower.
It's lower, Dan.
This one's...
What I thought...
See here? You got total valuation of 180.
Are we reassessing?
That's assessed value.
that's what I'm worried about, reassessing property.
I'm not reassessing. I'm changing classification only.
Okay. I mean, I can see the problem, but we've seen other problems all through this where inconsistencies in commercial property
were huge. Is the DOE has the ability if someone requests to change it.
But we don't have an appeal from a taxpayer.
We don't have to have.
Okay.
I don't believe, Donna.
So I would suggest we go back and look at some of that commercial property that was brought on our first day that was so wrong.
Well, some of that commercial property that was listed as commercial property did not have the cabins on it that was stated to be on there. There was a visit to the site. Cabins didn't exist on that parcel.
Is there?
He stated that right across the road that cabins were on that. Or I drove out by there because I drove by there many times thinking, no, there isn't. So I drove out there and there's not a cabin one.
It was still less taxes than I pay on my house versus a commercial piece of property in Branson.
And the one property I think was listed as a residential, the white property, wasn't it?
I didn't follow your hint.
That strip, well, I think we're talking about the zip line, right? Or
The one
strip that he was comparing was listed as residential, wasn't it? The part runs along the road there.
Yeah.
And then the part that he said that there was cabins on it. Across the street from there, wasn't any cabins on it.
It was on Ag, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It just lots of inconsistencies.
I mean, I agree, but
if there's no motion on valuation change, let's move to the next number, which would be 2014-157.
Did you get a vote?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. The next one is. Those three lots have been combined.
Same.
Parcel number is 03-5.0-21-0-0-001.000.
You may have said it, but why would they split, Chuck?
I'm just guessing that possibly this property owner split his property up, thinking he might sell them as residential lots or something. It never happened.
I know, but I mean the one versus the three. Why are we?
I'm thinking that there's a map change there.
Oh, something
that they couldn't combine them all.
Throws it in a different.
Yeah, because the sheriff has already asked us to combine those three.
Is that the 25.84 acres the total of all three?
That would be correct.
And that value that I'm looking at, is that assessed value? I'm lost here now.
Yes.
3,160 assessed. 16,620 appraised.
So is that where we're at today, or is that where you're recommending that we go?
That's where we are today. That's not where I'm recommending.
Okay, we're at 16,620, assessed value 3,160 for 26 acres. Where are you recommending we go?
1985 appraised, 240 assessed.
And is this one, it's residential, are you also recommending
yes,
you go from residential to ag?
To ag as well, please.
And Christy, what would it be as an assessed value if it was assessed at agriculture based on the 16,620? I guess I could get my calculator out.
1994.
Hmm.
$1,994.
The assessed value?
Mm-hmm.
From 1985, I have 218. That's how, would you say the assessed value?
No, he said 16,622.
I'm asking for 16,620.
Currently, it's classified as residential, and I was asking what it would be assessed if it were.
We just changed the classification.
1994. Right. Well, excuse me.
11 or 12%?
12.
It's 12%. It's 25.84 acres times 750. It comes up pretty close to 1985, I think.
I'm going to stay consistent with what we did on the other one. I'm going to just make a motion for classification change.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to change classification on BOE number 2014-157 from residential to agricultural. Discussion.
Yeah, the discussion is that Chuck has the ability to change this next year through his own reassessment process, right?
Correct.
So,
don't know that I agree, but correct, I can do that. I don't see why we would change from res to ag and not correct the value while you're there, but that's up to you.
If I had to pay $17 worth of tax on each lot, I mean, I'd be out there buying them.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. Is there, let me ask this so I'll be consistent.
Yes.
Is there a motion now to change the value? We have changed the classification of BOE parcel number 2014-157. Hearing none, I'll ask Chuck to move to the next.
Christy, could you pull a number for me there? 09. -7.0-26-0-004.000. Have Mr. Warren Wilkerson owns this lot and another one right below it. This lot's not quite 5 acres. The other one is 11 acres. The other lot is on at ag, at an ag type of value. This parcel is on, as you can see there, at 3,722 residential value. If you wouldn't care to hit the map there for us, Christy, and enlarge it just a little bit.
No residents on it, is what you're saying.
I'm sorry, the other way. Yeah, this is all just vacant ag ground with trees on it. And that lot's what we're, what I'm asking you to change. The lot below the little slough there, which is 11 acres, is on for $825 ag, $100 assessed. And so I'm recommending 367 ag value.
Chuck, how do you get to that piece of property?
Let's see.
Parachute?
Yeah. Ron, I don't know. Cedar Creek.
He owns property that joins it to Dixie Heights Road right there.
That's him.
Dixie Heights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how he gets to the other side is...
So he's way up from...
It's across.
I don't know how you get there.
Well, you'd go down. I mean,
who owns that big parcel right up there, right there? Ah, know right where it is, don't you, Daniel?
Yeah.
Now the one right there, click on it, which has a brand new owner, if I'm not mistaken. Let's talk about that one.
acres. You want to hit your report for us, Christy? On ag.
That's consistent what's been out there for ag.
Well, with no access to it, Chuck, I'm in agreement with you on this particular piece of property as far as lowering the value. But when we see no access, and that would be the reason that I would go ahead with the assessor's recommendation of changing classification and lowering property value because of no access.
Would you click that second lot that's beneath it, too? The one above it, then. That's what I'm thinking of. They bought that, too. Because there was no access to that, but it's the same group that bought the parcel above.
Thing.
Because I walked that this past year a couple of times. There's zero. All right, this has BOE number 2014-158. Would it be easier, Christy, if we make two motions here?
No, one is fine.
There is a motion to change classification from
res to ag.
Res to ag. And to change valuation from what to what, Chuck?
To
appraised values.
Appraised 367. It was at, I'd have to have Christy do that. If I got mine, it was 37 or something.
She's got it up there. She'll click on it.
Click on your map, Christy. Get your report. 3,722.
From 3,722 to 367?
367, correct.
That's appraised?
Appraised.
$367?
Correct.
Again, y'all got to get in your mind that this is ag land and the valuation comes about through the state process.
I'm not making my motion upon that. I'm making my motion upon the no access, and I know it's landlocked because I'm
badly. So you want that included in your motion, that it's landlocked?
That part of it, yes.
Yes, that it's landlocked.
Because the other res part, Ron, I'm not sure there wasn't an old cabin on that.
Yeah, I don't think so. But there may have been at one time.
Yeah. But anyway, this didn't show up on the map, and that's my motion. Randy seconded it. So.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay. The next two are the ones I spoke about already. Oops. There's actually three of them. The first one's not huge, or not big like the other one. We need to, this would be to change the class only from commercial to residential. This is a parcel that was a commercial condo nightly rental situation and was purchased in October of 2013. The new owner is using it as a residence only. And have a letter to that effect. And I've even got an email from the Property Owners Association that this building cannot be nightly rentaled. But that's here or there. The issue is we've got a condo that's classified as commercial, and I'm asking to change it to residential. We've got a number 19-1.0-02-3-1-4.043.
Question. I'm all in favor of doing this, but I thought that we maybe we have to do that again.
Would you scroll that?
Reason. I'm all for it.
Thank you.
But I thought we made a motion that if they sent a letter in, that you changed it.
I will for 2015, but I can't change 2014.
Yeah, he's already got it changed up there for 15. I'm thinking, right?
Right.
No, that's the commercial value.
Again, oh, I see. I'm sorry.
We're not asking Tom. I don't know exactly why James put the land on as res, but the structure on as the improvements on this commercial.
So the overall appraised value is going to remain at $247,577. There's no change in appraised value, correct?
Right on.
And we have a motion on 2014-159 to change from commercial to residential classification, or is there?
Yes, there is. There's a motion, but I have a question.
And is there a second?
To change it, second.
Motion's made and seconded to change from commercial to residential classification on 2014-159. Discussion.
My question is this being a new BOE year, members are the same, but I mean, what if he gets a letter? There was a motion made by the BOE a couple of years ago that if he gets a letter on these commercial properties that are being used for nightly rental and they're being residents, and that's what we're changing this to, that he could go ahead and do that.
Well, actually, that...
Do we have to do that? No.
That we would vote on the BOE to accept that, and we did accept them if there was a letter that came with it.
Actually, when...
That's what we did last year anyway.
We give the authority, didn't we, Chuck?
I don't know. That was James.
Oh, you guys. I don't know.
I'm talking about whenever James was in there, we had this big heated discussion about these percentages and everything else. And in that motion, I think if you look back through there, there was a motion made that if the assessor got a letter, that he could go ahead.
It still went through the same court order process, so you guys had to decide before we made an adjustment. There's only two things that we automatically do, and that's parcel occupancy and personal property that's not a refund.
I just asked the question. I think that's what we did in the past. I think you could look it up if you didn't care to, if it didn't take a whole lot of time. But anyway.
I think you're right.
Huh?
I know you're it. Right.
Hey, have I been wrong very many times is what I'm asking.
Let's move on to something else. But we've got to have the BOE, or I got to bring it because the book's set, of course. So
yeah,
we got to have the act on.
That's my part of the discussion. I would like to look at that.
All in favor of the motion?
Say aye.
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 Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. Next parcel.
Okay,
we've got enough. Board's out of time?
Yeah.
Got two more. I think that's all. 18-1.0-02-2-1-3.005.
0.405, I think it was, wasn't it?
No. .005.
.005, sorry.
So this is the theater I've visited with you about at one time, at the Boxcar Willie Hotel.
But has it already been converted to residential, or is it going to residential? I thought that was the issue.
When they first called me, that they were working on it. I don't know if they've got it complete. I haven't talked to them for a month or two. But they're putting in, they're doing it right. They're putting in separate electric meter for each room and the whole nine yards. I mean, it's...
So are they selling individual units, or is it one commercial unit that's trying to operate as a residence? Or?
No, it'd be like an apartment building. We're making it like an apartment building, where it's monthly or...
So, and I'm asking just so that I'll know. So apartment complexes are not on as commercial, they're on as
residential.
Okay.
As long as they rent by the month or longer.
Okay.
If it's weekly or nightly, then they get stuck with the commercial.
And you're strictly asking, Chuck, for a change of classification?
Yes, sir.
Motion for that change of classification upon the evidence presented by the assessor.
Second. Motion is made and seconded to make a change of classification on BOE number 2014-160 from commercial to residential. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Again, I believe this, this is the next to the last one.
Yeah.
Got a number here, 08-7.0-26-0-0-016.000. I think most of you will recognize this property. If you could go to the map, it would be good, Christy. Will rush on me. Uh-oh. This is where they used to build the ducts and repair them and everything. We've currently got the land on, some on res, some on ag, and some on commercial.
We split that as a BOE, didn't we, Chuck?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I imagine James did it.
No, we did it as it was presented.
Really? I don't remember. Can you bring that smaller or bigger, or how you say it? There we go. They have there's a residence you'll see on the lower side there. The building just above it is vacant and has been since they quit doing the duck thing there. The one to the right of it has been rented recently, and it's a commercial, so it is stay the same, of course. The only thing I'm asking for is that front building, big building, to reduce it from, change it from commercial to residential.
On the square footage?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to, now I know that other one's being rented and it'll have to stay commercial, but I'll make a motion to.
Well, what if they rent the front one?
Well, it hadn't been for a while anyway.
I think it's been vacant for like 5 years or something. If they rent it, it'll go back on. If they found a renter tomorrow, January 1, it'd be commercial again.
I'm going to make the motion to go ahead and break the square footage off of the front building of that parcel. And you would put it as what? You said, but I didn't.
If you agree to this, I need Kenny to check me, but we're going to lower the commercial value one 180,637. So we take that off of the 432 and put it on residential.
Say that again. How much?
180,637. Move from commercial to residential.
So add it to the 31,217 res.
Exactly. So it'll lower the 432 by that 186.37.
I'm not going to put all that in my motion, but that's that my motion is to break it down for footage and put it as residential. And if that's what it comes out to, that's what it comes out to. But
well, what if it's not what it comes out to?
So make a motion to accept the recommendation of Mr. Pennell and at those values?
Yes.
Motion's made and seconded to change the commercial value to residential value, which would be lowering the commercial value by 180,637 on parcel number 2014-161. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
This is the one you were looking for. Parcel number 09-6.0-13-001-001-010.000. This gentleman is an attorney from maybe St. Louis area. Doesn't matter. I've got his phone number if you want to talk to him. He's got some other properties around the area, different counties, and he called in a week after whatever the deadline. We were into VOE already. And I said I would present his request to the VOE. So that's all I'm doing here is presenting his request. This, you all probably know where, if you pull it up for us, the map, it's the old Beaver Creek Lodge on the left just before you get down to Beaver Creek. It was built in 1948, and they're using it like this motel was. They're using it for monthly rentals. We've got it on for $141,038 appraised value. It hasn't changed value since 1999, with the exception of the index 6%. No, wait. Yeah, the index in 2007. So it is certainly one of those properties that I will reassess. But his complaint was Christian County, Stone County, and Taney County were different with their cutoff dates, and he was in a little bit too late. So he would like to, I believe he told me he would be tickled pink at 80 or 90,000. I think he said he would probably sell it for 70 or something like that.
But what you're saying, though, is you want a change. Was it commercial?
No, it's residential because it was
being used that way. Or I mean,
yeah, it's used. It's got it as apartments, which would indicate a residential. Now, maybe years back when it was the lodge, the way it started out in the 40s, it might have been commercial because.
But it's on. It's I see it on there now. It's,
yeah.
It's.
What's your recommendation, Chuck?
I'm going to change it in 2015, so it's up to the board if they want it.
Well, why don't you give us an idea where you're headed, and then.
Well, I'm. After I talked to this gentleman, I went to the appraisers, and of course everybody knew what it was. I said, "What do you think it's worth?" And I got numbers around what he would be willing to go to. So my gut is it can't be worth $100,000.
So he said 80 or 90. Is that what you said a minute ago, or did I miss something?
Yeah. Yeah, he said he'd be tickled if you cut it down to 80 or 90.
Is that total, or is that included the land on top of that?
That's total he's talking about.
So the land would stay at 22,000, and the difference
we can,
on improvements?
Yeah, we can change. If he decided to change it, we can change it all on improvements.
That would probably matter to us in the system, but it will matter to you. It doesn't matter to us.
It would be the right place to change it. The 3 acres is probably worth the 22,750. But
yeah, we have just have the total value. We don't have to have it separated out. He'll have to separate it out of his book.
And you say he called in how long after the date?
Oh, it may have been a day or two or three or four. I don't remember. I took his number and following up, and I called him a week ago, and then I called him again yesterday because I knew we were having our last two raw.
Dan, if you move the improvements down to 65, the total valuation is going to be 87,750. You know that property?
Yeah, but
you've been there recently. Huh.
I would call it undesirable. But this is a word that came to
I
mind.
I think he's got it listed on Craigslist for sale.
Yes, sir. He did mention that.
Man, I wish I got it listed.
$119,000 is what he was asking for.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I can't remember, though. I've seen it.
Ron, I would rather he make the adjustment. That Chuck would make the adjustment on the other. I called in late. We have, I don't know where you put that at, but I just hate to do anything on that and him going to make the adjustment for next year. Here's the deal. Between now and the last of the month, you know, people call in and don't make the deadline. I've had people approach me about different properties, and I said, hey, you're too late. Do it next year. It may be reassessed different when next year anyway. So, and I don't doubt a bit exactly what you're saying and what he's requesting. I have no objection whatsoever in any of that, but I think this BOE is held to a standard that we treat everybody the same. And whenever we start taking in these late callers, well, then I think we're getting away from what we've set down as our own regulations. That's just my one personal feeling of the deal. I probably wouldn't say that if I hadn't already told people that they were too late to come before the BOE.
Well, to me, there's a difference if they come today and they came a month ago. Okay. Wouldn't you say that you talked with this person some time ago?
It was maybe, I'm guessing, like July 2nd or 3rd, something like that.
What date did we extend that they could come check with?
31st, wasn't it, Christian? June 31st?
That's all. Yep. Right.
Wouldn't have been June 31st. There is no such thing.
How about June 30th?
That's why you're getting straight switched from me.
That was magic.
Okay, what are the druthers of the other board members? Yes, no?
All the other issues we had brought up early. This isn't brought up to us until today, so.
This is not a billing deal or nothing like that. I mean, all the other things that we considered, notification, all that kind of stuff.
Purchase date.
Any others, Chuck?
Oh, I do want to present you the book on CD.
Okay.
And you had mentioned the other day you had a question on Kanakuk. Just FYI, I got a has testimony and the complaints exhibit, if you're interested, pretty good sized book on Kanakuk. One of the other state tax commission was the National Institute of Marriage. They did rule on that just last few days, got a decision on it. But Kanakuk and the other one was the Branson Sports Clubs were the exempt issues that are still out there. But if you're interested in it, I haven't even looked at it. It's a ton of testimony. You all heard it, I think, before in the BOE, and it came before you. So,
How did the other one come out? You said you just got it.
The National Institute, they exempted it.
Yep.
And can we get for our record the copy of your affidavit?
Yes, sir. It's on the way.
Thank you, sir.
You said the National Institute.
National Institute of Marriage, where Gary Smalley used to live down T.
Down Lakeshore?
On Lakeshore?
No, down T, back farther.
It's actually, if I'm not mistaken, it's kind of like across a ravine from where Bob Shantz lives back there.
Yeah, yep. Yep, just down the lake.
Since the BOE won't be meeting, well, it may be meeting, since we've done some increases, can we extend the date for a appeal letters to come into our office to June 30th for 2015 and have that on the record so we don't have to come back to you later to receive appeals?
That would certainly be nice.
That way we can get our letters out. You can get your information out to the public.
I was trying to follow the
letter. It's a reassessment year next year. And it's the third Monday in June, so we're just asking you to extend it now to June 30th for 2015.
When I was making announcements, if I read the letter of the law, it was the third Monday in June.
Mm-hmm. July.
No, in June for the deadline.
For the application.
I was going to say we really shortened it up.
But we had the right to extend.
Yes, you always had the right.
Oh, yeah, you did. And it'd be nice if Tatiana suggested.
And do we need that in the form of a motion? Or?
Yeah, so that we have it in the minutes, so we don't have to worry about it. It's already done deal.
Well, that's a different BOE session, but I don't care to make a motion that we...
I would applaud it, because when we notify people that it's coming up, and as we're talking to people that get increases, it'd have be nice if we.
I don't want to give them conflicting information.
Shoot
and then,
one date instead of two or three.
Yeah, we tell one person it's this date, and then you extend it, and then they're like, "What happened? You said it was."
It's going to make it easier since Sunville. What was it? 7-Eleven.
Yeah, that's what messed us up.
Has directed us that we have to get all increases.
I made that motion,
Ron. Of June. I heard you.
Well, I just want you to kind of move along. We got 12 o'clock.
Yes, I could say it died for lack of a second.
Thank you.
I guess I can't say it anymore. Motion's made and seconded. We extend the appeals process in 2015 to June 30th, 5 p.m.?
Yes, please.
Discussion.
For the 2015 year, not for the...
Yes.
Not for this year?
Not for this year. It needs to be mentioned.
You're a good man.
You can really shorten up the following year if you do it for 15 and 16. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Would you like us to overnight these increases just in case they want to appeal? That way we can get a meeting set sooner.
How many did we end up with? Two?
How many increases did we have?
My suggestion is if they want to
today. 24. Yeah, it's July does have 7 days.
It costs me more in fees than does in the
Yep.
Ron,
it's true.
Can I ask a question about your the issue brought up with that? And the appeal process, now, does that have any effect on the Say we do an occupancy in September or October. They can't appeal to the BOE. I'm asking the question. They can appeal to the State Tax Commission. But this 7-Eleven doesn't give them all the way up through the end of the year, does it? Or does it?
I don't know the answer to that, Chuck. Okay. I have to read the back to data.
Used to do it. If they are put on after the Board of Equalization, they can come to the BOE the following year.
The following year?
Except for we can't hear.
Except parcel occupancy.
Except for parcel occupancy.
So they'd have to pay their taxes in protest kind of a thing and come to the BOE?
But we can't go back.
Okay.
You can for occupancy, right?
Well, I'll have to read that again.
And so, do I need to make a motion to adjourn or make a motion to recess this BOE of 2014?
You have to recess just in case we have some appeals on those increases.
Or, Joseph, if we get an appeal, I'm going to say let them have it. It's going to cost me more to pay these guys than this.
Did we do the June 30th?
Yeah, we did the June 30th. Yeah. We voted on that too, so.
Lost and missed it.
So, what's the motion?
There isn't
one. Oh.
That was the June 30th date he's referring to.
Yeah, no, I thought he was making a motion.
Well, then I'm going to make a motion to recess if we're not going to adjourn the BOE till.
Well, when will we get back together to adjourn?
Huh?
When will we get back together?
I don't know, but I mean, there may not be an appeal. This process.
We had that happen once before where they didn't vote to adjourn.
But the county commission.
And then it ends on the 30th.
Let me tell you this. I don't know about, but the county commission can handle that. There's three board members of the BOE on there.
To adjourn? We can handle the adjournment.
No, I'm talking about these appeals.
Actually, both, right? You can do the appeals and you can do the adjournment.
Yeah.
So I guess let's take a recess, right?
Yeah, most of the recess.
Let's stand in recess.